Now, over the past few years, we've been following the progress from that little acorn that is Neatbox. It's an organisation set up by Gavin Neat, looking at improving the lives of people with disabilities, levelling the playing field, if you like, in many different areas. And it's all been done using off-the-shelf technology, so smart devices, Bluetooth technology and so on. And Gavin joins us now.
I like the idea of being called a sapling, but well, I was an acorn now. I think I could probably be called a sapling, maybe an oak tree one day.
You never know, you never know. Right now, tell me first, for our listeners perhaps who haven't heard of Neatbox yet, surprisingly, but there are some out there, Gavin, tell us a little bit about the company and how it all began.
I was in the military, did my 10 years service, left the military, joined Guide Dogs for the Blind. I was very lucky to be offered a job as a guide dog mobility instructor. I did that for 18 years, but all the way through my time as a guide dog mobility instructor, I was seeing certain things that just didn't seem right to me. And to start with, it was really just looking at how challenging it was for my clients, as our little friends, pretty much as I called them at the time. It was very challenging for them to get around certain obstacles. And that was a real mind shift for me. It was like, wow, why have we designed it in that way? And how, in goodness sake, can we get around it? Or could I talk to the people that were installing it and change how they actually installed it? And that was pedestrian crossings, and it was street furniture, and it was a whole host of different things. So yeah, I set up a company in 2011 and tried to find ways to fix all of these problems. Back in 2006, 2007, iOS or Apple came out with the iPhone, and I just thought, wouldn't it be great if the phone could press the button at a pedestrian crossing? So I got a company to make me some stuff. I used my own cash. It was really very small scale at the start. It was pretty much garden shed at the bottom of the garden. Made some hardware and got it communicating with the hardware. Put that little bit of hardware into a couple of pedestrian crossings here in Edinburgh and tried to demo it to the market and the sector. And eventually I got some good traction, got one outside the Scottish Parliament, got one at Edinburgh International Conference Centre and one at Royal Bank of Scotland head office. And then we were contacted by Transurve, and they contacted Transport Scotland and said it would be really nice to test this kit out in Largs on the west coast. So we were asked if we would install two crossings, and we've always kept all of our costs really low. We don't have to charge an absolute fortune for what we're doing. And they said, oh well, if it's going to cost that much for two, let's have 10. So all of the crossings in Largs operated by Apple iPhones, Android phones, smartwatches and wearables.
The traffic lights will still operate as normal for people who want to push the button and watch the green man, if you like, to cross. But in essence, I say it myself as a guide dog owner, I can use the phone as I approach. It will tell me if the traffic light's there. When I'm at the traffic light, then I can ask it to push the button, or it'll do it automatically and then tell me when the green man is on.
When we first came out with the original idea, we actually put the green man and the audible signal onto the phone, but this was back in 2012 and they weren't particularly keen on that at the time. They said, oh no, we can't have phones telling people when the green man's on. And we went, oh okay, well, we backed off that a little bit, and we have it so that we can turn the audible signal on, or if there's an audible signal there, we're just pressing the button at the end of the day. But we do know that we can do it, and in the future, when they become a little bit more open to us doing that, then we'll be able to have the audible signal coming from the phone or a vibration from the watch, whatever. But I mean, I pointed out to them over the last couple of years, guys, you're having autonomous vehicles. We're going to have cars without people in them. Surely we can have a phone telling you when the green man's on. So yeah, we're hoping that that's going to be the next step.
Such a simple one as well. You're also going to be launching very soon a Welcome app, or expanding the launch of the Welcome app. Tell us more.
What I realized was that this technology could be used in a whole host of different ways. And one of the things that I had seen was my client walked into a shop, and then it was a real inconsistency in the level of support the person got. Now, even in the very nicest, in the very best shops, I had clients who were approached by a customer service representative who would say, yeah, how are you doing, John? Great to see you again. And there would be a whole lot 5-minute conversation between the two people. And my guide dog owner would turn around to me at the end and say, I have no idea who that is. They've been speaking to me for the last 5 years. And I thought, wouldn't it be good if by using the phone, we could inform people of not only names, but needs and do a little bit of in-the-moment staff training. So just before the person walks through the door, the staff member gets an indication on a mobile phone or a device through a web service, is told, this person is just about to walk through the door, this is what they're looking for today, and here's some top tips. Now, those top tips have been provided to us by all of the major charities. And, of course, this isn't just visual impairment. This is a host of different people, hidden disabilities and obvious disabilities. So top tips have been supplied to us by RNIB, Scope, Guide Dogs for the Blind, Action on Hearing Loss. We've got a whole host of people who are wanting to help us provide those tips. So somebody walks through the door and they get a little bit of information as to how best to interact with the person. And so far, it seems to be working quite well.
Great. So someone, it could walk in and it would flash up that, you know, John Smith is deaf, so make sure you stand in front of them and talk slowly so they can read your lips. Or if it's someone with a guide dog, you know, don't touch the dog, don't clap the dog, and introduce yourself to the person. And it also gives them all the information, because, you know, I can really relate to that, because you go in and you have to explain everything that you're looking for, that you want to
every
do.
Time.
But to have that already in someone's possession, to walk in and say, you know, hi, Alan, right, let's go, know what you're after, or is there anything else you want, it'd be great.
Yeah. People don't necessarily want to go into a shop and spend 3/4 of an hour catching up with people. It's nice if you can if you can sort of like interact, but I want to go in and I want to get out sometimes. I want my Kellogg's cornflakes and my milk, and I want to get out again. And you don't really want to go into a massive conversation about answering questions about your disability, or indeed saying, yes, I know my dog's beautiful, yes, you can touch my dog if you really feel you need to. And then, oh my word, you could spend 10 minutes doing that, and then you get another somebody. it would be a nightmare. However, it's also good if you just want to have that communication. So some people want to walk into a shop and know who they're talking to and be able to say, yes, the grandchildren are getting on really well, or whatever it might be. So yeah, we want to, in a way, take the technology out of the picture and make it a more human interaction. Mm. And that seems strange from a technologist, but that's pretty much what I want to do.
What about the kind of reception for the app then, from business and commerce, or even the third sector? Are they interested in this? Do they want it?
It's even before you walk through the door, you're pretty much guaranteed that all the organizations we're talking to have already got it on their mission statement: improve customer relations, improve accessibility and inclusivity. And when we then say, yep, this is going to improve your relationship with your customer, and then we tell them just how simple it is and that it's low cost, and they go, oh, this is a no-brainer. We've had very, very few knockbacks from people, and we know that they might approach us in the future. They're just saying, oh, no, we want to see it working and get it up and running. We've also got sign-ups from Royal Bank of Scotland, Edinburgh Airport, interest from the Scottish Government, Hilton Hotel Group, or rather Doubletree, Hilton Doubletree, Edinburgh University, printmakers, even Maison Moggy, the cat cafe in Edinburgh. So yeah, we've had lots and lots of interest, and it's across the board. It's across the board.
Any kind of airport, for me as a blind person, a guide dog owner, you know, sometimes you arrive at airports and you can book your assistance, but trying to find that assistance, or they tell you, yeah, there's a phone outside, just find the phone, press the button, or when you come in, yeah, just look for the desk. And it, you know, the service and the help is there, but just trying to get to it is actually a bit of a barrier in the first place.
Yeah, it's a really good point, and I think that's where it all falls down. What we've got, 3 points of contact. When the person actually just taps in that they want to go somewhere on the phone, although they don't have to, they could just turn up. Then when they get within a certain geofence, and this is like a GPS of the area, so we could set that to 300 meters as an example. So they break that 300 meters, and instantly the people at the center get a message to say this person not only has arrived, but is at this location. And then they get another ping when the person actually gets to the door. So they could be met. Let's just say you were getting off the tram. You could then get off the tram and somebody would know you just got off the tram. If you wanted them to know, we're not Big Brother here. This is if you want them to know, then you can let them know your name, what you look like, where you're going, what you're doing, what assistance you require, and some top tips on how to interact.
Let's put the technology aside for a moment. It has been recognised. I mean, you know, Neatbox has scooped awards, and you've scooped some funding as well, which is helping you to do this. So what's been quite significant recently?
Oh, well, we were really lucky. Transurf put us really lucky. It's like Gary Player, the golfer. He said, the more I practice, the luckier I get. I think the more we're out there, the luckier we get. We won an innovation award with CIHT and the Department for Transport, and we were up against some pretty stiff competition. So we were down in London at the awards ceremony, which was absolutely fantastic because it's real recognition when you get recognised from the sector. And then we were in Scottish Edge, which is a Scottish business network support community set up by Tom Hunter and Royal Bank of Scotland and the like, and we won £35,000, which sounds like a lot of money, but when you're running a company and you're paying staff wages, it's 3 or 4 months worth of spending. And yeah, no, it's fantastic and it will really help us. But yeah, you have to, we're a small company playing with the big boys, and we've got a lot of stuff that we have to pay for.
Every penny counts. So congratulations on the awards and the funding as well, Gavin. Real testament to the team you've got there and indeed the products themselves. Running out of time now, Gavin, so if people would like to learn more about Neatbox and the products and so on, how can they do that?
Well, the first thing I would say, because we're running out of time, is people, this is live now. You can test it. If you go to either the iTunes or Google Play, you can download Welcome by Neatbox. And then you can have a little play. But if you'd like to know more, contact us at hello@neatbox, and it's NEATEBOX, or you could check out our website at neatbox.com. And we're all over YouTube, so if you put anything in there to do with either myself, Gavin Neat, or Neatbox, you'll find loads on us.
Gavin, best luck for the future. No doubt we will be back in touch again very soon to find out all the latest advances. But for the moment, thank you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
A real pleasure. Thank you, Alan.